New Year's Eve and at Song Zhuang, where they go with a little hammer and knock you, and there's no problem because it's all in the fun. But the other people in Porto have other opportunities to celebrate. Those of you who are supporters of Porto have many other occasions, as the famous side winning international competitions. But Porto is not only about football. Porto has other sports like basketball, roller hockey, handball, etc. And further, Porto has the sea. Porto has the sea, so with our aquatic sports, we have plenty of opportunity to enjoy the sunshine. This is Porto for you. Porto historically is linked to the sea. Porto started many years ago with the sea, and today the old historical part is part of the UNESCO World Heritage Site. So Porto is constantly linked to the sea. Okay. Porto has lots of famous historical monuments. The most emblematic one landmark is the Torre dos Clérigos, which overlooks the historical part of the city. But there are tastes for everyone, like the Centro de Fotografia Português, the Transport Museum, and even for those of you who want something more military, there's the Military Museum. But Porto is not only about museums and old historical parts and the sea. Porto has some green spaces. The municipality has taken care in having green places where people can enjoy life with the family. So we have the Parque da Cidade. The Parque da Cidade, which itself has now got a very important infrastructure there called the Pavilhão da Água. Water is a major resource and we need to preserve it. So here, basically, we learn how to preserve it. At the same time, you have Serral for contemporary art. And also in terms of cultural activities, we have the emblematic new state-of-the-art theatre, Casa da Música, where you have international and important theatre shows and musical shows. Why? Because Porto is historically the breeding ground of top-class musicians. Who cannot forget our Chico Fininho, Rui Veloso, Rui Reininho, okay, who not only contribute to the nightlife in Portugal, but to the national part of the world. In terms of nightlife, what about our students and the Queimbadrum with the Queima das Fitas? But then the students do get down to some serious learning, and the University of Porto and the other private universities are very important in terms of forward technology, taking our country forward. So we have all the scientific technology being further developed in these particular universities, looking at important energies like solar energy, telecommunications, and even the wind energy. It's very important because this is important to link to business. Porto is, the universities are very structured and working very close to business because it is very important to take our country forward in this 21st century. Porto, in everything it does, is passion. So I ask you today to do me a favor. Please pass it on. Why? Because Porto is not mine. Porto is not only yours. Porto is ours. Porto is ours. And when is it? It is ours today and today now. Viva Porto!